The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. That's right, it's Thursday and Trish is back. We locked the doors, but it makes no difference.
She walks in anyway.
Up, she moves her hand, doors unlock, they open.
Because it's Thursday.
Good morning, everybody. It's the 2nd of June because Liam let me get away from us. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the medical center, the number one medical center in the whole area. And that's by facts, not by advertising. Your health, your choice. What? What? No, it's true. I can... All the ratings around here, it's the highest rated.
I'm not questioning that. I absolutely support that.
But people don't, yeah, I mean, go by statistics and look who's doing the grading, not just because, not because something is on a billboard. Good morning, Liam. What day is it, buddy? What national day?
It is National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Okay. Let me tell you why that is so bad for you. I love it.
The Costco ones are so good.
Oh gosh. You know what?
So good.
I think they whatever they put in that stuff for the rotisserie chicken, it is so good. And then since then we have found a recipe that we'll, once a week we'll make this chicken soup with orzo and leeks and celery. And that's it. And it's just great.
With rotisserie chicken?
You just shred the root. When Linda was, you know, in the hospital and came out, I fed her that 3 times a week. And it's a Bonnie McConnell recipe. And she just loves it. Mm. To her, it tastes like health. Now, rotisserie chicken, not too sure. But
yeah, I'm going to say that the healthy part went out the window with the rotisserie chicken. Well, you just go and use a regular chicken, you'd be in good shape.
Well, no, you could. A regular roasted chicken. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, it's about 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking at a high today of 90, a low of 61 tonight. Mostly sunny on Friday, a high of 81 and mostly cloudy. A chance of showers on Friday night, a low of 60. And on Saturday, showers likely, a high of 68 and a low of 58 on Saturday night. Sunday, still looking at showers, a high of 68 and a low of 58. And on Monday, sunny, a high of 81. And a low of 57. So I'm hoping maybe we actually get some rain because all the showers do is mess everything up and ruin the blooms on the roses and get all the cars all dusty and doesn't
Beggars
really help
cannot
anything.
Be choosers.
Yeah, but it doesn't really help anything. So I'm hoping it just flat rains. That'd be my wish.
I want to see it bouncing off the ground.
Absolutely. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Please give them a call at 365-3793.
We have the man. We have El Jefe. We have the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a movie, Rick Bassetti with us.
Good morning, Carl.
Code 45.
Trish, good morning.
Good morning,
look,
Rick.
Look at him. You look already like you've run 12 miles this morning, buddy.
I feel like it.
Rick Bassetti in the Code 45s. You can't say one without saying the other.
Well, thank you. You know, you're talking about the rain, and we all love the rain, but just not between the hours of 7:15 and 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. Exactly.
Let me tell you, my announcer's perfect. My announcer's last Friday, yes. Opening day of the season. I'm there. In fact, I might have been even wearing this shirt right here because and it was my announcer's first game. But they've been training. I had all the electronics out there. Everybody was there. And what happened?
Oh, it poured.
Well, they don't know it yet, and they're probably not awake yet. But they got into the bonus night that night because it wasn't. Liam, how long did the game last? It was like what?
It was a long game because we had a
45-minute
delay
for rain. Mm-hmm. And then,
it was 11-9 game.
Yeah, and then Colt 45s just started banging the ball all over the fence. And so and all these people left, and then all these people came back. So, I mean, that was cool.
We had a lot of people that left. I mean, they drove in, and the car just turned around and drove out.
Yeah.
And so our crowd was about half. We were just over 500 people. Usually opening night, we're about 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Well, that was, and that was.
It's understandable.
It was raining hard.
Yeah. It was. And I thanked all those fans. And the people that did leave out the gate, we gave them all free tickets to come back to another game. That's baseball. That's what happens.
That's exactly right.
You win some, you lose some, and some get rained out, but you gotta put your uniform on for them all, and so.
Well, opening weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Colt 45s are in it. We, of course, broadcast each game here. Mm-hmm. I've got a team of producers that are now, because, you know, if they work in the morning, then they work at night. And we've had a game that's gone well beyond midnight.
Oh, that 22-inning game.
22-inning game.
Yeah. It went till late.
So they've been baptized by fire.
Yeah.
Ooh, I tell you what. So, now, Liam hasn't seen that one yet, and I hope we don't get one of those.
So do I.
Because I think I'd have to send for your family to come pick you up at that time. You can't be on the street.
I've heard so much about that game.
And Jared, who has been like my little brother for 6 years, he's found another position that's full-time, and I understand that. I mean,
sure.
It's just part-time. And but he hasn't left. And I said, well, you'll tell me when you're ready. And he goes, well, I could be here for games or things like that. Okay, buddy. I said, you're the one that tells me you're leaving. You could have given me a year in advance. Oh, here, I'm giving you my notice.
Yeah.
This time next year, I may be leaving. Okay. But now I got Liam. And Liam's hunting for some other guys like him. So I'm going to have a plethora of producers to handle all this.
Oh,
anyway.
Cool.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going okay. You know, we did have good crowds. We had a much better crowd on Sunday than Sunday's usually a drop off. You know, it's Sunday evening, 6 o'clock game. We do the 6 o'clock to help the visiting team get out of town after the games. You know, because most of them are all of them are out of town.
Yeah.
And so, but it turned out, attendance wise, it was pretty good. I think, total for the three nights was just about 1,300 or something like that, you know, so. We're averaging 450 to 500. That'll be good. Paid attendance was higher because we have about 195 paid attendants already coming in the door. So you get to count those on top of that.
Whether they show up or not.
We're going to be giving some tickets away for this weekend.
Okay. Well, this Friday night is a big night for us.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to have Rick come in.
And I wanted to thank you for allowing me to come in and talk about it, but it's rodeo night. Okay, so if anyone in Shasta County has a cowboy hat or cowboy boots, and they wear either or.
There's probably a few of those around.
There's a couple of them, I think, anyway. If they come to the ballpark with either or both, they get $1 off of their tickets. If you are a member of one of the rodeo associations or the Asphalt Cowboys, and I'm talking from Red Bluff to Cottonwood to Anderson to Redding, Shasta Lake, any rodeo say you wear your shirt in, you get in for free. Okay? We have I think four of the local queens, rodeo queens, will be there. The Color Guard, Carl, you'll appreciate this. The Color Guard is going to be presented on mounted horses, it's a mounted Color Guard with the Reading Rodeo Junior. And the ladies will be bringing out the flags, and they'll be out on the field. They're going to be on the outfield only. And so we have, the national anthem will be sung again, and so it should be a pretty
rodeo queens. In fact, one of them is going to be Miss Rodeo California, Jackie Scary. Or did she have to?
She has another commitment.
Okay.
She has another commitment. Right. But we are going to have World Barrel Racing Champion from Cottonwood, Nellie Miller, is going to come out and throw out the first pitch.
Oh, nice!
That's great.
So, and
rodeo
she's making
night
a special,
tomorrow night.
She's making a special. Making this special for us because the next day she's competing in San Luis Obispo. And so she said, well, I'll come and do this. And then she's going to have to get in with her horse and drive down to San Luis Obispo
they're used
and
to
compete.
It.
Yeah,
they're used
do
to
that.
It. Yeah.
So,
they're young.
Yeah, so it should be a real fun night.
It's going to be a great night.
We've got a number of nights like that coming up. One of the other big nights that I really enjoy
I wouldn't miss this.
Is our We Back the Blue night. and they bring the canine officers. And so I think we might be the first baseball game organization ever to have the first pitch delivered by the canine officer. Brian Berg, who is the training officer, you know, he puts on the bite suit, and he puts on a catcher's mask and a catcher's glove, and he goes and squats down behind home plate. And the handler, the officer takes his canine officer out to the mound, and you know, Nord or whoever it's going to be, he sees that bite suit. He knows it's playtime, you know, and he's just jacked up and ready to go. And he releases him, and he streaks in there and knocks that guy down and drags him around home plate. The fans are loving it. You know, that's our first pitch. So if you haven't seen that, come on out. That's happened twice now already.
And, hey, in fact, we're going to. I think we should look for volunteers that night.
well, we have a bunch of them.
Get into the bite suit. Or there could be other people out there that we could just, pull in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the rodeo, we went and saw that.
Oh,
and
my gosh. The clown, Crash Cooper.
Yeah.
He goes, it was the funniest thing because he'd watched him the night before, and then they bring out this little, like a Jack Russell Terrier, and he goes, oh, I want to do that. And so while he's talking, and then they bring out the dog with a muzzle on
it.
He turns around, and that dog hits him and knocks him down.
Oh, yeah.
And that dog was serious.
Oh, yeah. They're not playing
around. They don't understand that, but he was.
However, there's usually two to three of the canine officers at the game.
Yeah.
And when they're not on duty and when they don't have that command, the kids are all over them.
Oh, absolutely. They're well-trained, wonderful dogs.
Yeah. It's just a really neat experience. Yeah.
Canine program in all the departments is just one of the best things we've ever done.
And we raise money for that program. And so that's what we're trying to do there. The other thing we're going to do for Jackie, you know, because Jackie is running for, Miss
Rodeo USA.
Rodeo America.
Rodeo America.
Miss America. Yeah, Miss Rodeo America.
Right.
And so we're helping her raise money, and there's going to be a benefit concert at Tiger Field on the field on August 12th after the season's over, and Chad Bushnell is going to be the main event. And so come on down. Tickets are only $10. She has tickets. We have tickets at the ballpark. And so
we can sell a bunch of tickets.
If you want to do something here on the show,
of course,
tickets, things
of
like
course.
That, we'll work with you guys on that as well.
Yeah.
But anything we can do to help our local.
Okay. Well, you know what, Rick, and I've gone over the break, but I don't care because you've got work to do this.
No,
it's not your fault. It's my show. well, it's Trisha's show. She lets me sit here.
Sorry, Trish.
Because you're out there replacing home plate and get out there before it gets hot today. We just appreciate what you've done for the for our community. The Colt 45 is such a great deal for people. The kids come in, they learn a lot. We enjoy watching it. We have a lot, probably triple the amount of people, on our streaming. During the games, and we have usually because probably the families are listening to it and all that.
Can I tell a quick story about it?
Oh, absolutely.
So 10 years ago, we had a host family, because we have our host families that take in the players, right? And now today, the 9-year-old boy who was in that host family is going to be playing for us this year.
Wow.
And he's a local boy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Okay. And I remember when I was talking to him about, hey, do you want to play for us this year? And he goes, oh, yeah. He says, we were a host family. We had Ariel Sanchez. He was a really good ball player from New Mexico Highlands. And he says, I just followed him around all day long at my house. He was the hero. He was the guy. He says, now I get to be the guy, and so that's really a neat story. Jackson Torsey, he'll be pitching for us. And so it's just a neat story that we're now getting old enough to where we have those kind of stories. And, without our host families, we couldn't have done it. I got a call last night. I think we've closed the gap. Maybe I might need one more host family. I got some kids coming in real late, like June 14th or something like that. So if someone's interested, go ahead. My number's all over the place. It's on the website. It's anywhere. Ask anyone. I don't hide it. And you can call me, and we'll talk about it.
So how many years, Rick? You say 9 years?
19 years.
19 years.
Next year is our 20th anniversary, and it coincides with historic Tiger Field's 100th anniversary at that location.
Wow.
At that location.
It used to be at Court and Eureka Way, where the Y is. And then they moved it down to the cow pasture, is what they called it. And it's been there since 1923.
Wow.
So next year should be, I'm trying to have a party. We want to, if anyone wants to get involved, we're going to be out trying to raise money. We want to do something special. Mm-hmm. We want to dress her up. We want to paint everything. We want to get new scoreboards. We want to, you know, how many places in Reading do we have that are still here that are 100 years old? I mean, there's a few.
But not many.
And so this is special. And I'm trying to get the city involved. They really haven't been too much involved. And if you come down to the ballpark, please sign our petition. We have a petition down there to allow West Reading Little League and the Colt 45s to build another baseball field in the north end of the park. Right now, it's kind of up in the air. We don't have the votes, you know, that you need to have. But it's not a political petition. It's just that please let them build this baseball field.
You know what? Let's just do something in the parks that people use,
right?
Instead of empty parks. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for letting me come in.
Oh no, Rick,
please come out to the game.
A
yeah,
rodeo night's going to be fun. I don't remember the last time we
When's
had horses.
Rodeo night's this Friday.
It's tomorrow night.
Wear your hat, your boots. You get a dollar off if you're a member of the Asphalt Cowboys or the Reading Rodeo Association. Wear your shirt and you get in free.
Or Cottonwood Rodeo Association.
Or Cottonwood.
Any rodeo association.
Okay. Come on in. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we got to take a break because we went way over because I knew Rick was in a hurry and I didn't want to, you know, slow him down.
Go put in that home.
Never get in front of a busy man when he's working. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I already kind of talked about them. They're the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. That's what the Da Vinci surgical robotic system means. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kallstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kallstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskallstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kallstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 Your Talk Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 2nd of June, 7:27 in the morning. It's 66 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, if you've had enough of the lawn sprinklers and everything else that goes along with your house and you want to kind of maybe travel more and not have to have such a responsibility, going down to River Common Senior Living. They've got just outstanding living conditions down there. Beautiful little apartments, 1 and 2 bedrooms, gourmet chef. Everything's taken care of for you. So you can travel. If you don't want to travel, there you are, right in the middle of town. They've got transportation if you want it. All of this is at River Common Senior Living. They're pet friendly. And if you want to have a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Go down, see how great it is. Find out why it's Northern California's premier retirement community. Next week, if it works out, we're going to have a young lady by the name of Erin Wilson on. She was the one the cougar attacked up in Trinity County.
She attacked her dog.
No, attacked her, and then the dog got into it. And you're not going to believe what you're going to hear with this young lady. And what happened during this fight. I mean, because it was a fight that went on. Luckily, she and the dog walked away from this. But wait till you hear this. She was talking to us the other night. We were out for dinner. She was our server. And somehow, I don't know.
The subject came
up. I talk to servers. You know, tell us
what?
A bit.
I do too. I generally do too.
I talk to my servers.
I like that. Yeah.
And so that's going to be on. But, you know, we need to get back on track here. So we're going to take another break, get back on track, because I'm going to talk about a couple of things. And then, you know, and I know I'm just going to throw them out there and let you,
tear them apart.
Tell me where I'm wrong, but this redistricting, one. And two, the temp hire of Pat Minitern.
And, that was kind of a surprise.
It was, and why that happened. And then the third one, you know, is, as you know, if you've been listening to the show and me, I've been just ranting about the safety in our schools after this Uvalde, horrific thing in Uvalde. And last night, or I'm sorry, Tuesday morning, the Board of Supervisors addressed it. Now, we need to have the city roll in. And anyway, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from our break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. REU's got a great ad out talking to you about making your place harder. You know, not just school should be harder, but your homes and your property should be harder from fires. Clear out those areas. Give yourself space, defensible space. Have a go bag with everything you need in it for you and your pet. If you have large animals like horses, many people have horses, do you have a trailer that you can load your horse in? Will your horse load into that trailer and you get out of there during a time of stress? All these things to be ready, because as fire season started, they keep saying every year it's worse than the last year, and, you know, and hell, they're right. So be thinking about that. Take care of yourself. Take care of your property. And this message is brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. We'll be right back. That's why I didn't shave that morning. I had breakfast. I decided to have breakfast. My grape nut, I had my blueberries on it, and I had my VA juice. I am ready.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom from District 5 Supervisor.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
In California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clear Cuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Well, excuse me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, because the insurance companies aren't agreeing, and they have thousands of attorneys standing there, you need a fighter. You need the guy. You need Horatio at the bridge. You need Leonidas at the wall. You need Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. He is truly an expert on workers' comp, and he will fight for you. You need someone like that. Give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Now, I'm very proud of the Board of Supervisors. They have stood up, and Patrick Jones led this about getting our schools more secure. After what happened in Uvalde, Jones is pushing for hardening of our schools and for school resource officers in every school. The schools have, from what I understand, they're going to have, you know, extra money this year. And if it's a money problem, Jones said that's not going to stop. They can find some money, and the city, in my opinion, should be jumping right in here too. So that if the school board of each one of those school districts wants a school resource officer, they should have one. And in some cases, probably two, if it's a large campus. But at the very minimum, until they can get a school resources officer, they've got to harden those schools. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think they need
to do
both.
You think you could just walk in? They need to do both. Where you can lock down those classrooms, lock them down, have a single point of entry in a campus. Once, you know, classes start, and people are wandering around, once those classes start, all those doors lock. Now they're going to have the students that can't quite make it on time. They're going to have to come in through that door up at the office. And then go to their classes. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. But the Board of Supervisors took a step forward, and I applaud them for that. Now, City Council, where are you? What are you doing?
And which City Council are you referring to?
I'm talking to Reading and to Anderson.
How about the city of Shasta Lake?
Shasta Lake, that them too.
With three cities in Shasta
yeah,
County.
Yeah, I know, I yeah. know. But Shasta County is, you know, is where the schools are at. But I think all of the cities should add some money to this so we can get those school resource officers out there.
There's absolutely no question that that's got to be a high priority. And, you know, there's a lot of money that comes out of the federal government that comes down here for this program and that program. A lot of the stuff that came out for the pandemic. A lot of money that we've got to do all kinds of things. We're sending it to Ukraine. We're sending it every place. Yeah. We're supporting every country in the world and doing all those things. I think that it's time across these United States that some of that federal money be directed back down to the local communities, and they can use it to harden these schools. There's absolutely no excuse for a couple of things, not the least of which I think the first thing they need to do is take down every sign in front of every school that says this is a gun-free zone. I think that's just the stupidest thing you can possibly do. Don't identify it. Why stand out that it's a gun-free zone? Take those signs down. Don't advertise.
Chief Schuller said, if you can have a CCW because the state outlawed that you couldn't bring one on campus, even if you had a CCW,
yeah,
you know, there's people, there's teachers out there that are very well, you know, former military. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. very well versed in taking care and protecting others. Anyway, but a big congratulations and a huzzah to the county. And now it's time for the three cities to buy into this.
Absolutely.
And to jump into this and see how you can help. So city council, wait for the email I'm giving you today. And I'm going to all the city councils. So, and say, what are you doing to help keep the kids safe? Can you, if you don't do anything, and God forbid anything like this happen in your city, how are you going to look those people in the face?
Well, I think just one of the things we need to do is start sending a different message to those that would be these people who come on campus. They you don't see them going into the places that have security and have metal detectors and have armed guards and those things. I've always maintained that I think our elected officials should probably attend their meetings under the same circumstances that our children go to school. So if those are all open and gun-free zones, then that's how our elected officials ought to be attending their meetings at the same time. And if they're going to have security and armed guards and all of those things, then perhaps our children deserve the same circumstances to attend their classes. I just don't think that there should be the difference. Carl, it just can't be that tough to make sure that you can't get onto a campus simply by just walking on. But I can tell you, throughout the unincorporated area, there's a lot of campuses out there that you can still just walk right into.
Especially out in the county.
Yeah.
And we still have schools out there that have wooden doors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wooden doors, my friends. In this day and time, wooden doors. So, and the county was not throwing the city under the bus. They addressed it at their level. I'm throwing the cities under the bus. If they don't get into this and if they don't provide some funding to help harden our schools, then they're going to have to explain to people, if God forbid something like this happens,
become a priority.
You had a chance to do something in a park that nobody goes to, Reading City Council, because they're not under control. You could have done something, but the kids were not a high enough priority. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You know, people say, "Well, I didn't have time." That's not true. You had time. You chose not to use your time for this or that. So, we didn't have money for it. That's absolutely not true. You have money for it. You just don't find this as a priority.
Yeah. So it has to become a priority in everybody's mind. The citizens, the school boards, you know, we've been having a lot of conversation over the last few months about what do school boards do? What authority do they have? What does the superintendent of school have? We've had all those discussions about schools over the last how many months. This is one of the things that school boards could get control of and spend some money in that direction while they're fixing up a bathroom or fixing up a yard or doing whatever they're doing with money that they've garnered or have in their budget. They can think about prioritizing the safety of the schools. got to be a big number one.
How hard is this to do? I mean, it's not, you know, it's not easy, but there are security companies out there that this is what they do. They come out and they'll do a security assessment of your area, and at the very minimum, you could be three phases, but the very minimum is being able, once those kids get into it, their room, you aren't getting into that room they're in. Well, you know, it's got to be a key lock on the inside. Well, that's fine. You can't just have like a safety bolt, because as somebody on the school board pointed out to me, yeah, but then the kids locked the teacher out. And I went, oh, okay, I didn't think of that. Okay, so you have a key or something like that, or a button that pushes, so it's an electric one that just the teacher has.
They got to make them childproof as well.
Childproof it. What do you mean they locked the teachers? Oh, yeah, that's happened. I went, well, then once the teacher got in, did he or she just beat the little ass to parade rest in front of everybody and say,
yeah, no, you can't do that.
Don't ever do this again. You see what happened to little Johnny here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's spitting out his front tooth.
That's another part of the problem that we have in our schools, is because we've kind of lost the ability to do the control, and our teachers don't have the ability actually to make those little sweethearts behave always, because we've kind of taken that away from them in the worrying about how they feel about everything.
I remember how Mrs. Stanton, who had to be 100 years old when I was in eighth grade in Stantonsburg, so that tells you something. That's probably why she was teaching so long, Mrs. Stanton, Stantonsburg, North Carolina. She'd homed in on one of us, and out comes the ping pong paddle. She would just flail at you. She wasn't real strong, but it's just the thought of getting spanked in front of all your classmates. And then it was kind of like, I don't mind if she's, but see, she always held over your head, don't make me get Mr. Hunt, who was the principal, who's like 6'4", and he had some serious lumber down in his office that he would lay on you. So anyway, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is just an extremely nice but an extremely knowledgeable professional woman. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Hey, if you're looking at your insurance, is your insurance doing the right things for you? Especially health insurance, home insurance, it's fire season, you're having a problem there. Any of your insurance needs, go down and see Judy. We have our insurance with Judy. And we are, we feel very happy in what she's done for us and the rates she got for us. Give her a call at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:47 in the morning, 66 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids. We're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Residents of District 5 in Greater Shasta County, this is Dan Gallier, proud City of Anderson resident and business owner. I'm proud to endorse Baron Browning for supervisor and hope you'll join me in voting for stability and solutions for Shasta County. Baron has invested his heart in the City of Anderson, is our current mayor, and has operated several small businesses in District 5. Baron's proven track record and success leading the City of Anderson can be seen across our community. Ag and local small businesses, public safety, and community leaders are squarely behind Baron and know he is the best qualified candidate in this race. Please join me in voting for Baron Browning and let's
get out the vote, Shasta County!
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscata Band of Nomwaki Indians, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. The 2nd of June, 7:53 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. Oh, how hot is it going to be? 90?
Is it 90 degrees? No, yeah.
It's already 70. This portion of the show is where I went yesterday. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Right over there on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It is outstanding. It's, my truck is so clean and nice people there. They wipe off your vehicle with clean towels afterwards and, give you a little kiss on the forehead. Okay, that doesn't happen all the time. it's just a great place. And Quick and Clean Car Wash in that area there, and the people won't, we talked about 100 years. They've been there about 100 years. So maybe they weren't always washing cars that way, but they've been there, in that area. So if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean, and it is a great place to get your car or truck washed. Your turn.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go for it. You got 6 minutes.
Okay. About what?
Anything. You tell me.
Well, we talked, you know, what we need to talk about is the redistricting.
Oh.
And the.
Oh, wait a minute. We got Dolores.
Oh, we got Dolores.
Let's hit Dolores okay. first. All Dolores, right. What you got?
Good morning. First, I want to say, I love the story you said the other day about Ted Lighty hunting.
Oh, about when the drug cartel stopped him?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
lined
them
all up. He thought he was going to end up like a coyote in a ditch that had been hit by a truck. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that story. But anyways, I was calling, you know, about what you're talking about the schools and the children. I think if they do put a couple of security guards out there in the school, I think it's usually it's not enough, because when I worked for North State Security Company, you know, by the time you're on your post, and then by the time you get in the back of a building, you know, the person is gone, you know, because it takes the time for you to walk. But I was thinking, if they do decide to put 2 security guards, one in the front and one in the back, they need to think about making the fence a motion detector, so when the school starts, it goes kind of like a lockdown. Anybody touches the fence, it's an emotion detector.
Well, no,
you
this
know,
is a security, a campus security guy,
yeah.
School resource officer is not just enough. We have to find ways because, you know, even if a person comes on with a gun, the school resource
right.
officer is not even your first line of defense, because if you have cameras out there and you see this, you hit an alarm. All the school gets locked down, and then it needs to be able, if he wants in to shoot, he's got to come through one office, or he's got to come through one door, and then the campus resource officer can be there with a shotgun and just
yes.
end it
and
right then.
Right, because we've been hearing this for so long, and what are we waiting
we
for?
Haven't
we
done,
should have done
it,
something.
It's gotten
nothing.
Better. You know what? I agree with you 100%, Dolores. Sandy Hook. Have we hardened our schools? We could have over the last 10 years. Have they gotten better? Yes. Are we at the point where we think that we've given these kids a chance? No. Not yet.
No, right. So. Yeah, because here we spend a lot of money on protecting public officials and the courts and the board of supervisors, but what are we doing for the kids?
Well, and Trish and I talked about it. It's priority.
It's a matter of priority.
And don't tell me you don't have enough money. That is just a bunch of bull. Of course we have money. It's the priority of where you want to spend it.
So, thanks, Dolores.
Yeah, thanks, Dolores. That was a good call. Thank you. Okay.
We don't have much time left, but we really want to talk about, because a lot of people, and the reason I wanted to bring it up for sure is we have an election coming up. A lot of people still don't know what district you're in. Pay attention to your ballot. Pay attention to, you may think that you're in District 1 and get to vote in or in District 5, but you really need to check and make sure that you're in those districts, and you might have been in another district, and now you are in District 5 or District 1, so be sure you know what you're doing as you're coming forward. Unfortunately,
I'm in District 2 now after 15 years, and I said, how in the heck did this happen? We only had 10,000 people more. How in the heck can they move these districts so radically that you've got people, I mean, thousands and thousands. Is this impacting on thousands of people?
Well, and they studied it and studied it and studied it, and then at the last minute, completely ignored everything they'd studied for over a year and put in lines that nobody knew anything about.
So, yes.
It was not a particularly fine moment or a sterling act on the part of our Board of Supervisors.
Well, and the only one that didn't vote on it was Tim Garment. And why? He wasn't there yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't even redistrict until
10 years.
10 years.
Anyway. Now, I don't know. I don't think there's any exception to that. They do it every after the census,
after
every
the census.
10 years. And I don't think
But tell me how we went from downtown to now. I'm going to go to it's French Gulch, and I go in Ono. I mean, I think these are great places, but excuse me.
Well, Carl, but you've got to understand that you've got people out in Millville who went through the same thing 10 years, well, more when they were redistricted out of District 3 and put into to District 5, they all just absolutely went ballistic. Now they're back in District 3, I believe. Churn Creek Bottom has always been District 5, and now they're in I don't know what district they're in.
But they're not in 5. Now,
we got they're not in 5.
We got to run. But here's the thing is that if when you got your ballot, you might want to take a look at it.
Figure out which district you're in.
You may, you know, like my neighbor across the street, whom we all love, she goes, when do we go to District 2? Well, here's the big thing about this. Kathy Darlin Allen and Patrick Jones told me the same thing. 12 meetings. Nobody showed up. One or two, maybe three people showed up for all these meetings, so nobody said anything.
But you had a group of people you had designated to study these things and make recommendations to the board, and they did that, and they had two meetings.
But if you went in there with five people, I guarantee if you went in with five people and said, no, this is wrong, we're fighting this, they would have probably changed that, and they would have only taken five people, but nobody showed up.
Yeah,
I didn't show up. You didn't show up. Nobody showed up. And so now all of a sudden, what district am I in? Hey, Carl, take, you know, part of that's my fault.
I'm going to make a statement just very quickly. Then I think you're going to find the same thing with your night meetings for the Board of Supervisors once you get past this election.
We'll find out.
Nobody's going to show up.
We'll find out. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Doug Jinky.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Ukraine war and actions by the Fed. Diamond warning, Americans, you better brace yourself. Mass shooting at a medical building, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Four people dead. Police say the gunman is also dead. Apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Happened on the St. Francis Hospital campus in Tulsa. Nothing yet on a motive. The alleged Buffalo, New York supermarket gunman will face additional charges. This on top of those previously leveled against him. Texas Governor Greg Abbott asking that special legislative committees be convened to examine a host of issues in the aftermath of the Uvalde school massacre. There is excitement and much pageantry in London, and all across the British Empire as her subjects celebrate Queen Elizabeth's platinum jubilee, record 70 years on the throne. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 106 points, while the NASDAQ is up 74, and the S&P 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Members of the French diplomatic corps dropping their traditional reserve to launch a rare strike. Angered by planned reforms, they worry will hurt their careers and France's global standing. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
It's, of course, a politely understated day of action, but at its heart is a firm challenge to the reforms of President Macron. In order to create more flexibility at the top end of the public sector, he wants to merge the senior branches of the civil service so that high flyers can move sideways from ministry to ministry. But top rankers at the Quai d'Orsay say this ignores the uniqueness of the diplomatic profession, built as it is around the knowledge of languages and the ability to operate in often uncomfortable foreign settings. France is reckoned to have the third biggest diplomatic network in the world after the US and China. But cost-cutting has stretched resources and badly hit staff morale.
And that is the BBC's Hugh Schofield. News and analysis, townhall.com. It remains to be seen whether Japan's construction industry will have any appetite for this.
Researchers at the University of Tokyo have developed a technology that can turn table scraps into food cement for construction and other uses. They say it's the world's first process for making cement entirely from food waste, and the tensile strength of their product is nearly quadruple that of ordinary concrete. The researchers say an outer coating could fix one of the cement's most serious shortcomings, a weakness to water, and the likelihood that it would be eaten by rodents and other pests. Food waste, a big problem in Japan. The researchers say their material can be reused and be composted when it's no longer needed. John Scott reporting.
Fewer Americans applied for jobless aid last week. The Labor Department says unemployment applications dropped by 11,000 to 200,000. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio on Thursday, the 2nd of June, with Trish Clark and myself. It's 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Thank you, Liam. And Liam was, I went in there, and I hate to say it in front of witnesses, I hit him with a club.
Real hard.
Real hard. And why was that?
I accidentally left your mic on.
There you go.
Open
the bright
mic.
Now,
oh.
Now, and I'll tell you why. Liam is doing such a great job, and the fact that this has only happened once is because during the breaks, things are said in here that probably you don't want everybody to hear. It's mainly the way I describe things in my inimitable marine way. So,
yeah.
But, you know, and I'm just kidding with Liam here. You know that, son, about it, because I've gotten several notices and
phone. Everybody knows what you had for breakfast.
Doug walked in. Yeah, everybody knows that I had grape nuts for breakfast. Okay. God, thank God that's all I was talking about. You've got the weather.
I've got the weather, and it's probably about 68 degrees in downtown Reading already. We're looking for a high today of 90 and a low of 61, partly cloudy. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, a high of 81, and Friday night, a chance of showers, a low of 60. On Saturday, showers likely, a high of 68 and a low of 58. On Sunday, showers, a high of 68 and a low of 58. On Monday, back to sunny and a high of 81 and a low of 57. By about Wednesday, we're going to be up in the low 90s again. Let's hope we actually get some moisture out of this and water our yards one more time before we get into the awful, awful heat. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Doug Jenke's with us, but we're going to go to the phones first. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning,
we
Mark.
We are riding it hard. Yes.
Yeah, listen, I was on that redistricting committee.
I know. I know.
You know, it was complete a farce is what it ended up to be. We worked on that those maps for, I don't know, a couple of months. And when we presented those maps to the Board of Supervisors, there was about, three choices that they had. And at that meeting that they were going to adopt it, Leonard Modi stepped up to the plate and said he didn't want to have nothing to do with that. He discounted all the maps and went and sent all the stuff back to the lady who was in charge of that, the Francesca, I can't remember her name.
Yeah, but she was just putting the maps together, though, right? I mean,
Right.
But, yeah, okay.
But what I'm saying is that they changed everything. They did this big flip-flop on the maps for whatever reason. And then the next week, she gets Employee of the Month award, and it just looked like hell. It stunk to high heaven. And why would you have the committee there in the first place to go through all of this work to put these all together to completely ignore them? And even the people that did show up, because there was some people that did show up that put input in, and they were completely ignored.
Well, Mark, it wasn't just Mark Kent; it was Bruce Ross, and who were the other ones on it?
There was a representative
from all five supervisory districts. Desert was one of them for District 5.
Yeah, but here's what I'm getting to say is we had some very bright people on this redistricting committee. You all worked really hard. You had a staff there to help you out of the county clerk's office, and you all put together, from what I understand, a redistricting that would not—it's not huge changes. It's only 10,000 more people.
It was absolutely minor changes.
Yeah.
Everybody agreed to it. It wouldn't have been a big deal. And then all of a sudden, this other thing comes in, and they vote 4-1 against Patrick Jones to adopt this one. So, see, that's why people were getting mad. Okay, is because they were forming blocks of a voting block on the on the Board of Supervisors that didn't take into account what they were supposed to be doing. And it was always seemed like the head of that voting block that keep changing thing was Modi. And that's why, you know, he got targeted on the recall. And that was just one instance of this kind of thing where, you know, for whatever reason, whatever he comes up with, they just go along with the program.
Well, you know, the other thing too is Tim Garman, who is now our District 2 supervisor, he no longer lives in the district. So if he's going to run again, he's going to have to move.
Well, it also displaced Del Ball and a few other people as well. See, so
everybody that was running against Modi.
Exactly, that's what I'm telling you, and that was the real problem. It was just his last, you know, finger in everybody's eye because the recall was, you know, getting steam, and I think he could see the writing on the wall at that point as well. And so, you know, that's the kind of dirty politics that it wasn't, you know, in the best interest of the public. You know, that's why everybody has gotten angry. That has been one instance of a long train of instances.
Good point, Mark.
I cannot disagree with a word you said, Mark. And
all right, well, that's all I got.
Okay.
I just had to weigh in on it because I was...
No,
I was
you were a member of it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And when I talked about it, what went on, the two names I knew was Mark Kent and Bruce Ross.
I know both of these
people. They are honorable people. They care about our community. And I would trust what they come up with more than I would a politician. So,
well, we had all agreed upon those three different types of maps with the minor changes. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it was like a kick in sand in your face at the end of the day, you know, we're going to ignore everything they did. Every bit of work that they did, we're just going to ignore and move into something else. And I'm thinking, you know, I just wasted the last 2.5 months coming to these meetings, doing all this work. And what was the point?
Well, you know what? It could have been worse. And let me tell you how. You could have been on the Electrical Commission. That met for a year and a half, and when they got ready to give their first report, they were disbanded. They did get a nice little plaque, though.
Well, you know, what it gives you the feeling is this is all a dog and pony show, you know. I mean, you know, they're going to do whatever they want anyway, and there was already preconceived things that they wanted done.
Yeah.
Well, I can go on and expand just a little bit. All the time that I was an elected official, I voted against practically every committee that ever was designated because elected officials and elected boards are, we're a republic. We're elected to make those decisions, and we need to be educated about those decisions and make them on behalf of the people. But when an elected body turns something over to a committee, it is generally because it's something they don't want to deal with. They want to get it out of the public eye, slough it off to a committee. Everybody will forget about it. The committee comes in with the recommendation that's usually preconceived in what the board wanted to do in the first place, and then they kind of slip it in after everybody's quit worrying about it.
Well, in this,
that's the history of most committees.
In this case, I actually thought that they had a good committee put
together. Oh, they did. I'm not criticizing the
I understand what you're saying, because to me, every time a committee comes up, it's for one reason, it's to buy time. But in this case, I thought they actually did something. And then, to have, it's more than kicking sand in your face. It was a total political hardball move that most of us, and I will say I did not go to any of those meetings, so, you know, I'm taking part of this as my fault, but the bottom line is it affected thousands of people, not just a few. Thousands and thousands. But Mark, thank you so much for trying to do something.
Let me add one more thing.
Sure.
So I agree with Trish. Of course the Board of Supervisors has the power to make the final decision, but it's supposed to be the decision in the best interest of their constituency, not a finger in the eye of the public.
Absolutely.
That he doesn't like.
Absolutely. No, you're right on that.
Absolutely right.
You're right. So.
All right. Well, listen, that's all I got. I got kids that I'm dropping off, and I got to get some gas.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Oh, speaking of gas, before we take our break. For the first time in my life, how many times I filled up cars, trucks in my whole life?
Well, you're an old guy, so probably a lot.
It's a lot, right. I paid $90 at the gas pump for the first time in my life, and guess what? I still got a quarter of a tank to go. And I can't put $100. I've got to work my way up to 100. So I stopped at 90 and I turned on the car and it went up to 3/4. Just a hair over it. And I'm like, ugh, thank you.
Be glad you're not on the coast. I had to run to the coast yesterday for real estate, and over in Trinidad, diesel is $7.49 a gallon. Thank you, Sleepy. That's awesome. That is so great. $7.50 for diesel. So be glad we don't have that price here.
All right, we got to take a break.
But it's such a great experience we're going through, and at the end of it all, we're just going to be feeling so great, and we're going to be so
now,
green.
Well, Chris, you might remember, Doug. You know, you say, you know, you act like I'm old, but you're getting there.
Remember back
when we were on, we had gas lines. You could only get gas every other day.
Yeah. Based on your license plate number.
I heard yesterday from, read some places that, you know what, stand by. This summer we could be doing that again.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, this portion, but speaking of, let's talk about something good. Four Winds Jewelry.
What a
great place. Thank you, Rebecca, so much. It was Lilith's birthday. And, you know, she had wandered in there like Trish and she does.
It's a good place to wander.
And she said this is what she was, you know, she's looking at these two or three things. And let me tell you, home run. Thank you very much for that. They have a great selection of jewelry. And guess what? They're really good prices, too. So I didn't, it wasn't, you know, it was just, you know. When you pay $90 and don't even fill up your truck, then the prices they have down there are even more fair when you get down to Four Winds Jewelry. Only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there. You will not be sorry. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Erica Jones, and I am a conservative mom with deep roots here in Shasta County. I want my family, along with your family, to have the right leadership in our local schools. Judy Fleurise is the quality and ethical leader we need for another 4 years. Grab your ballot and vote Judy Fleurise for superintendent of schools. Judy has boldly represented us at the state and local level. By sending letters to the governor and legislators, she has valued school choice and expressed the importance of local control. I seriously can't thank Judy enough for getting Shasta County students back to in-person learning sooner than most schools in California. Judy Fleurise has my vote.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomwaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Oh, Maybelline. Well,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. The newest branch at Cornerstone is down in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. That's their fourth branch now. They've been in the business 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
First thing, got to remember to remind everybody.
Yes.
This Sunday, community breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, 8 to 11. You got your choice of three breakfasts. Everybody needs to show up. Have a great breakfast, first Sunday of the month. Not going to do it in July, so got to catch this one in June.
Okay. And let me tell you, haven't been there before. For how much is it?
$7.
$7. It's a great breakfast. And, I mean, your choice of so many things.
Yeah.
So, and that's down, where's the address?
With every breakfast?
What's that address at?
2081 Frontier Trail behind the New Tech High School in Anderson.
That's right, because I end up circling around until I find it. And Linda keeps saying, no, you should have turned left. You should have turned left. And I went, I never turn left. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Located right here in town at 2539 Larkspur. This is where we buy our guns. I can't find a better place and a nicer group of guys and girls there that work there. And it's one-stop shopping. You can not only buy your firearm of choice, they've got all the accessories, ammo and everything, and CCW classes. They get regular shipments of pistols and rifles in there. So if you haven't been down to Bastiani Arms, and I should ask you why, go on down there. Talk to them. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, Doug Jenke's here with us, and a well-known conservative commentator, and Trish Clark, who is, even though a little bit to the left, they do have some.
I've been referred to as a little bit right of Attila the Hun.
This is the only time of the month that I feel like that I am a liberal. But you two get started.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
I know
That's
you
very
do.
Nice.
I know you do. Okay, so what's on your mind today, Doug?
Oh, geez. Where do we go? Do we start off locally with the land deal with Aaron Reznor and all of that stuff with Red Emerson and SPI? Do we go to the upcoming shamdemic, the monkeypox, which has 500 cases worldwide, but it seems to be on the news like crazy?
Well, you got to pump
this. And they won't, the monkeypox thing, they won't talk about what it is, and we're looking at AIDS again all over.
No, if you look it up, it is virtually much like Corona. Corona, when you actually look at the total numbers, the percentages are 99% of people who got it lived, period. That's just a statement of fact. But they treated it like 99% of people died. Monkeypox is an open sore that's transmitted by human by contact. You have to touch the person, so it isn't a masky thing. And it's 550 cases as of last night.
Well,
and it's all over the news as if it's going to be the next gigantic pandemic.
You probably didn't see my Facebook post.
I probably didn't.
About Bongo, who was the spokesmonkey for the monkey coalition. And they said we're really upset that you're calling this monkeypox, because this isn't just in monkeys. It could also be, it's also in prairie dogs. So why don't we call it prairie pox? That people believe monkeys eat bananas and trees are really cute. And he was really upset about this.
Well, I'm sure he'll get over it, but that's coming down the pike. Gasoline's going to get more expensive. I'm thinking we're seeing $8 soon.
Has anybody heard, and this is purely anecdotal, my friends, so don't take it for gospel, but I heard that they are reconfiguring gasoline pumps, because now you can't pump it over $9.99, that they're fixing it so you can go to $10 a gallon.
That's my point. It's going to get more expensive.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying $8, but they're reconfiguring. This is what I heard. I don't know if it's true. So maybe I shouldn't even be saying it, but it makes sense.
Well, they're going to have to do something because it's already on the coast and at
Trinidad, $7.49.
So it's going to have to go over. Yeah, it's going to have to be.
You don't want to go
11.
Up to Mammoth Lakes, because up in that county there, even last year, it was $1.50 higher than it was anywhere else because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And now they've got the highest gas in California, and it's well over $7.50 a gallon.
So Carl, we can talk about all kinds of stuff right now. Nick and I had it on Poke the Hornet's Nest about the situation going on with how the city illegally, unethically, and now it's starting to come forward, sold a very valuable piece of dirt to SPI for $3,000, and apparently the email dump that was released has a lot of evidence showing that there was a lot of malfeasance done by our city council and our city government in that deal. So there's some big news coming that direction, I'm sure.
Well, I tell you what, let's address that after the break, because I have some other information. Let's go to Betty. Betty, good morning.
Yes, I have a question. You had an advertisement there for Flores, for Mrs. Flores.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, they say who is supporting her and all the other candidates in this group. Well, why would a casino in Tama County, Corning, California, be supporting somebody in Shasta County? I don't understand that.
Well, because they don't want the local casino to have a competing casino 1 hour north. That's why.
Oh.
That's
the
big,
against the law?
No, no. It's against their bottom line. And that's the and I tell you what, Redding Rancheria will tell you that they helped that casino down there get started, gave them a lot of expertise, and helped them a lot. And then when they talked about moving theirs to the I-5, they just turned on them in a heartbeat. So that's
so
they're
why supporting these people because these people are against the casino.
No, well, and that's not accurate either because if you look at the casino land for the Shasta, right here, a lot of those candidates are supported by and have supported the casino as well. This is a really good opportunity to tell everybody. Look at your candidates, each and every one of them. Figure out what they've done, what they haven't done. Quit worrying about who's supporting them, who's putting money in, the slates of officers, all those things. Look at each candidate and vote for the person.
Yeah, because you're right. Because, see, that's a group candidate ad, and where they'll go to individuals, but it's a group that they're supporting.
The candidates don't have anything to do with it.
And it's just like the PACs that are supporting the other side, Kevin and John and that group. So you got to look at the candidates.
Well, I will say this: it is a general PAC ad that's supporting pretty much the incumbents. And if you really like the way Shasta County, the city of Redding, is being run, there's your answer. If you don't, there's a lot of good choices on the ballot this year.
Okay, but thanks for the phone call.
Thank you for the answer.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay.
But that would be saying that all the incumbents are bad or all of the other, and that's simply not true.
No.
I think if you're paying attention and you're looking at what each individual person is doing or has done, don't let the color of either one of the PACs or the slates of candidates overtake your vote. Don't let a group of people tell you how to vote.
Okay, we got to take a break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. I got my hair cut there when I first came to Redding 15 years ago. It's 15 years ago last month, by the way. I know. And I've never lived 15 years. I've never lived longer than 3 years anywhere, any time in my life since the day I was born.
Wow.
And I've been here 15 years. And Linda's kind of the same way. And sometimes we look at each other and we go, we have to move. And then we take a deep breath and we go, okay, no, we're handling this. But Cypress Square Barbershop is a great place. It's a veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you don't have to wait in line. 244-9478. Great people right there across the across the parking lot there from Lucky Miller's, another locally owned, locally run barbecue place. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o, same-o.
I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Liam just promised me nobody heard what was said during the break. Just promise me that.
Nothing at all.
Okay,
no
good.
Open mics, so, though, I hope.
It was nearly WWF in here. We were about to start doing drops from the ropes.
That was it. I was going to give the atomic elbow to Trish.
Carl was outnumbered, I'll tell you
right now. I'll tell you what, I'm fighting it. I'm fighting for science here.
We had a knee on his neck.
No, you didn't. Because that knife would have come out and there would have been somebody. Okay, this portion. How the hell with it? Okay, I'm here with Doug Jahnke and Trish Clark and myself. And, okay, monkeypox that has raised its ugly head, and there's like 500 cases in the world.
In the world.
Now, the only thing that concerns me about this
yes.
is it's only June. It's going to give the media and Mr. Biden 4 months to ramp this up before the next election. But I'm at the point where I believe people are so tired of this. You could have sores on your legs and you go, so what? After COVID and everything that happened, I think the American people have broken the code on this one.
Well, and I think that the government has, fortunately, and I mean this in a really good way, broken the trust of the American people because we don't believe them anymore. You know, they outright lied to us about COVID. Now, it's a sickness. You get sick, and if you have other comorbidities, it happens. But locking down children, locking down businesses, the destruction we did to ourselves, and then the facts are coming out. I think I don't want to use the word enlightened. I don't want to use educated. But the enlightened American is not as trusting as we were 2 years ago. And I think that might be our saving grace is we're not just going to go headlong into mask and distancing again.
I don't think we will. And that's what COVID has. And people saw the results of what happened. The kids, suicides, drugs, all of this. And I think the American people, even though they think we're stupid, no, we're not stupid. We've seen it. Okay. Now we know what to do. We're just going to live our lives and move forward.
And the problem with the American people is we just want to live our lives. We just want to get up, go to work, have a cup of coffee, work, have a cold beer, and live our lives. We don't pay attention generally to all the details. And it's the details that are kicking our butts right now.
And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You're right. That's what people – they want to live their life. They want to do the things that they enjoy, and they just want to be left alone.
If this society that you two are talking about has become so enlightened, why are we continuing to allow the things that are going on, and every day it's another, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. Well, if everyone is so enlightened
– No, I'm not saying enlightened. I'm just saying I think that Carl's right to a degree that –
Mark this on what time this was, Liam.
And I delete that statement. I did not actually say he was right. But I think he has a point of that. Like I converted it. That the American people are sick and tired of what has happened for the last 2 years. And I think we're not going to fall for it. Let's qualify. So enlightened is maybe not the right word. But I don't think we're going to fall for it nearly as easy as we did before.
But is there enough of us to stop?
Probably not.
What's happening? And that's the problem.
I think that people have, after what happened in COVID, and I'll say it again, that people have seen what's happened and the results of it.
Yep.
It's going to take like people falling down in the streets and dying before we get back into that kind of mindset. One of our listeners has said you were going to talk about the land deal.
Yes.
So go for it.
Well, I thought it was a stinky deal. Back when I was a Measure B spokesperson for the Churn Creek Bottom. There was that whole Measure B in the shopping center and locking down Churn Creek Bottom. I got to know the tribe. Not intimately, but they provided money for Measure B, and the whole goal of my cause was to keep Churn Creek open. As it is, where it is, whereas the people who were behind Measure B wanted to lock Churn Creek down for 26 years. So if you wanted to do a granny unit on your property, you had to hold a countywide election because it wasn't zoned.
Right.
So we won 72-28. So we kicked some butt. I knew that was what the tribe really wanted. As you probably know, Trish, when you get in these political circles, you start to hear a lot of grumblings. You hear a lot of things that you don't get to publicly say. And I had heard back then that Rhett Emerson and SPI, Rhett in particular, was not happy about the casino wanting to move their casino just north of his beautiful copper-topped house. So I knew that was there. So a couple years ago when this story came out that they sold the connecting strip of land to SPI for $3,000 and didn't open it up to bidding. I mean, if we want to be honest, we're a capitalist society, or we used to be. Open it up to bidding, and if SPI can outbid the casino,
So be it.
So be it. Okay, then nobody can complain, but maybe the city would have got $2 or $3 million for that piece of dirt, and instead it was behind closed doors. There's now evidence coming out that the city manager, people on the city council knew. I am well aware that Mike DeQuisto actually brought it to the city council and said, this is going to get us in litigation trouble.
Mike DeQuisto sat right here and said
it was a sleazy deal.
And now it's hitting the skids, and it's a sleazy deal. Those involved are going to get their names published. They're going to be in bright lights in big cities. And, you know, and it's interesting because maybe I am not educated enough, and you know, I did graduate third grade, but the casino gets to do the tribe exemptions. So I didn't understand why that was such a big deal, but I did understand that was the connector piece to that piece of dirt. And it's a sleazy deal then, and it's becoming more and more sleazy as the details are coming out.
The deal should have been handled in a totally different way.
Way open.
According to the judge, who said, we didn't even follow our own rules in the city, much less the states. And we haven't even addressed yet the remedies that the judge is going to pull back on how to make Redding Rancheria whole. And one of the main complaints that Mike DeQuisto had was, there is only $100,000 of indemnity. And he says if they want it, make them take all of the indemnity instead of just $100,000. Because let me tell you, that $100,000 probably ain't even going to put a dent in the legal cost of the city and the tribe. Not a dent.
No.
But bear in mind that had the casino not filed a lawsuit, this would have been another one
under
of those
the
behind yeah. the table. And I'm here to tell you that that's not the first time that an agency in Shasta County has pulled that kind of a deal.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And if had the casino not filed the lawsuit, we would have been just gone now, on. It would have been done.
The phones are ringing off the hook, and Liam's in there trying to keep track of everything.
His head's exploding.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. We got to take a break. Is let's look at the land deal on the river. Now, I will tell you is that it went behind closed doors, and Barry Tiffin came in here and he says, I handled that wrongly. I should have put exactly what it was. We always put down the plat numbers, the AP numbers. I should have put down what it was. And he says, that was a mistake, and we'll never do that again.
Convenient.
Okay, you can say anything you want. I'm just telling you, he took it in the chest, and he said, that was my fault. Now, when that went behind closed doors and Shasta Scout came out screaming, this is Riverland, that night. And I'd like to think that when they saw how big this was, because this was, you know, this was brought up by K2 and McConnell and all that, and kind of like, here you go, that they would have brought that out. It was too big. And now, though, here's my question. We're going to spend $1.2 million on some kind of plan to update our city plan, and you're sitting there with an organization that lives here, that has their roots here, and you just kind of push them aside. And do we really think our city, which changes leadership every 2 to 3 years, is going to be able to put together a cohesive plan to build something down there that's good for our city?
Are you saying that you think the McConnell Foundation would be better at doing that?
I'm thinking K2. K2, who are out of Happy Valley, these guys have done a lot, this family. They love this place. They love the rodeo. They love this. Their idea was this would be their legacy, that they could hand off, you know, an event center that would bring in people from all over, with breakout rooms, with, you know, with exhibition halls, with the rodeo grounds, all of this. And that was, I know that was, that's what they envisioned there. Now, and it went from the whole enchilada to 24 acres. My concern is our city leadership able to put together and push through a plan that would give us that opportunity?
I don't know.
Now we have to take a break.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I for sure hope the mics are off now. welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Doug Jahnke is our guest. There's a complaint from Nick that he's not getting enough time. Hey, Nick, you got your own show. Doug's part of your own show. Do I call in and say, oh, I don't think Doug's getting enough time? You know?
So, Nick, who loves you, buddy? Who loves you?
Yeah. Welcome back. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Congressman LaMalfa will be with us and Stephanie Bridget. So it'll be a full show tomorrow. Stephanie's coming on at 7:15 and Doug's coming on at 8:15. And there are so many things happening back in D.C. I cannot wait to talk about some of the things that are happening there. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. Daniel, what's up?
Well, you know, you made an interesting comment about whether or not they can make a comprehensive plan since they make that big turnover. And I don't know if they can or not. But anyway, that's not what I call for. I just called to say, you know, Barack Obama, he mentioned when he was either campaigning or on a debate, I can't remember, can't find the video, let's make gasoline $5, $6, $7, even $10.
Yeah, he did.
And,
he
know,
did.
That,
yeah.
That video has disappeared.
Well, I tell you what, he is one of the ones, and I don't know if he went up to 10, but I know he said up to 8 at least, mm-hmm. and that was out there. But he's also the same man that said elections have consequences, and as we're finding out, we're paying for it right now, and we're paying it through the nose for it.
Well, and keep in mind that all of this is by intention. There's nothing here accidental.
Exactly.
14 months ago, we were 100% self-sufficient.
In fact, we were exporting.
We did not import any oil. We actually exported. Now we're getting, I think it's almost 50% of our oil brought in from Iran, Russia, Venezuela, and elsewhere.
No longer Russia.
Well, I'm sure underneath the table somewhere there's Russian oil sitting in American cars. And you know it's 100% intentional when literally with the signature of a pen, he turned us from oil independent to oil dependent, and these prices are out of control. And I was listening to a show the other day where a farmer goes, these people don't understand. The prices in October are going to double. He goes,
For food.
I mean, fertilizer is diesel or is oil based. They need diesel for the tractors. They need diesel for the trucks. They need diesel for the trains. So all of these
harvesting machines, all of the things that bring us our food to the table.
And guess where most of the fertilizer comes from?
From Russia and Ukraine.
Ukraine, that's right.
Yep.
And if Ukraine can't push it out because they're under attack, Russia's attack on Ukraine is an attack on our economy.
No, boy. Well, I mean, you know, I think Ukraine's responsible for 35% of the world's corn. I don't think there's many farmers sowing corn right now.
No, and, you know, they are the breadbasket of Europe. So when you look at what's happening here, and you're absolutely right, people go, you know, oh, get an electric car. Oh, do that. Like Buttig says, well, then you should get an electric car. Well, they can't afford to put gas in their vehicles now, so they're just going to go out and buy an electric vehicle. No, that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, just like Doug said, our food prices are going to go through the roof. And look at what's going on with formula. Something, you know, a shortage of formula of all things. And if it can be formula, it can be milk, it can be bread, it can be beef, it can be all of these things. And we haven't even gotten into, I've got a connection about what the government's doing to our ranchers right now. Oh, my God.
Well, this is tragic.
It's horrible.
Horrendous.
I'm talking about our beef producers, what they are doing under this administration.
Yep. No, and that's the thing. So when you're at the gas pump, do realize this is a grand plan. This is by design. And for those greenies who may be listening, get a clue. There's no way in the world that solar and wind will ever meet. Right now, I think worldwide it meets like 4% of all energy demands. The rest is natural gas and oil. And until you guys can get us to 80% wind and production like that, which is never going to happen for the record, because, oh yeah, there's night 12 hours a day, and the wind doesn't always blow.
And they're already talking about how we're going to phase out the wind because nobody wants it, and it's really not working as well as they thought it was going to.
Well, I actually got an article forwarded to me, and I researched it, and it was true, that the 100-foot blades that are fiberglass, obviously wind blows, it takes sandblasts the front of these blades. Well, these blades have no recyclability. So there are landfills all over the world that now have 100-foot blades buried.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing.
I know.
That's another.
But I'm just talking to go through our gas prices.
Exactly.
When you look at the solar, there's so many things, not solar, well, solar too.
Yeah.
And this goes back to ranchers, because you need thousands of acres they're talking about. So where are they getting it from? Oh, we'll just put it on BLM land. Well, who do you think uses BLM land? Ranchers.
Yeah.
To be able to grow cattle. Let's go to the phone. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. So I've been wondering where the connection with Red Emerson is with the ads I'm seeing with the six that he's supporting. Listening to your explanation now, I see a quid pro quo.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. So I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. And that's exactly what happened on that property, it seems to me, after explanation from y'all. So I think there's some big stuff behind the scenes here. And I hope everybody can get to the bottom of it.
Well,
because, you know, millions of dollars, taxpayer money, sold to Red Emerson for $3,000. Is that how I understand it?
Correct.
We don't know that. But what would have happened is if they had said, we're going to declare this land surplus and we're going to sell it, and they had had an open, it was open and hadn't been done in 11 days, something that usually takes 20 months. If they had said, we're going to open this up for bids, then you would have had Redding Rancheria and Sierra Pacific probably, and you know, coalitions on both sides bidding for that. What is it? An acre or 2 acres?
I think it's a road.
It's parts of a road.
Just under
anyway,
a third of an acre.
So, but what it would have been is it wouldn't have sold for $3,000. That's for sure.
No.
So yes, Mary, that's what we're
there you
seeing.
Go.
Well, and then I know that there's going to be some really big stuff coming up at the city council meeting next week on the 7th. So if you have the ability, you're going to want to be there. I promise you.
As
we talk about, there's things we know we can't say on air.
Why?
I just know that there's some stuff coming up that's going to be brought up on the city council.
Well, we have to run.
Doug and I decided, please don't tell us any more secrets. It's hard.